This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, and there are gifts that are making the rounds that you and I might not consider gifts, but I think a lot of other people would, including the families of those they lost in that Lockerbie bombing 30 years ago. The weather outside is frightful, if only it were Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but it's not. It's going to be trying. Speaking of trying, there's a triple threat to our elves. If you don't know what the elves are trying to stay away from, I'm going to tell you. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, fresh from a trip to New York City, which is like Christmas land, filled with lots and lots of people, including crazy Santas. It is SantaCon time, and I arrived right on the weekend of SantaCon, so it means that there were more Santa Clauses than I have ever seen in my life, eating pizza in a corner, walking around with a beard ever so slightly askew, crazy shapes and sizes. It's a thing. I don't know why, it just sort of blossomed into that. But what was really cool was to see lots of different families who were bustling kids around, looking at the windows, looking at Rockefeller Tree, which is 85 feet tall, incredible. So deep with people that you certainly weren't social distancing, trying to be careful, but there were so many that were trying to snap that iconic photo of them in front of the tree, but it was a wonderful opportunity, and it was good to see people in really honestly that the holiday spirit. People are saying how awful New York City is and what's happened to New York City, but I didn't find that. Of course, I wasn't out with the Santas at 2 o'clock in the morning riding the subways, but it was really, really super, super neat. And I hope you're finding those moments where you can just look at the lights driving around neighborhoods. It's amazing what some people do to their front yards and catch some of that spirit, if you will. That's what I call that free spirit, because I had moments of catching those memories of looking at lights and seeing all the things I was seeing with the people and being with my own family. So it was very, very cool. I'm going to start with Lockerbie because I remember coming home to see my family outside of Philadelphia, and so much conversation was about the kids from Syracuse that were killed in that Lockerbie bombing. Well, the Lockerbie bombing suspect made an initial appearance in U.S. court. So Abdu Abdillah Massad has been charged in 3 counts of an indictment, and the charges carry potential sentences of life in prison. And there is now more details of knowing what happened. I mean, he's the Libyan guy who is suspected of making that bomb that blew up the passenger plane over Scotland in 1988. So he was in a federal court after he was taken into custody. What he did was, what he's accused of doing, is taking a cassette tape and assembling a bomb that was then put in luggage, dropped off and put in luggage that was just loaded. Nobody looked at it. And that's what exploded. So It's a three-count indictment, two counts of destruction of an aircraft resulting in death, a count of destruction of a car used in a foreign, of a plane, rather, used in foreign commerce by means of an explosive resulting in death. And these are potential sentences of life in prison. But for the families, it is that moment, because there have been so many moments that they didn't get to share, and especially what was seared into my memory was all the kids that were exchange students that were coming back after this exciting trip that they had, and they didn't make it back home. There were 259 souls on board, 11 others on the ground. Of the 270 people who were killed, 190 were American. It's the deadliest terrorist attack in the U.K., in the U.K. It exploded 38 minutes after takeoff, the Pan Am flight on its way from London to New York, and then it crashed in Lockerbie, that small town in Scotland, just about 80 miles, give or take, just south of the capital, Edinburgh, and it was scary. And like I said, I still just remember bits and pieces of it when I heard that. So for families, there is something about that, something about knowing the details, and seeing the guy, seeing his face, and hearing the update of, yes, finally something has happened here. Weather is unpredictable. We all know it. It is the common denominator. I say it all the time. You get on an elevator, you're pumping gas, you're brushing by someone in the convenience store, and if weather is going on, what happens? People talk about the weather is what happens, right? And if it's freezing outside, if it's hot outside, if there's something else crazy that's going on with some weird weather pattern, rain, floods, whatever, that's the common denominator. So it is this heavy rain, heavy snow that is being discussed. And already they're talking about Texas preparing for damaging winds and tornadoes and hail. Same thing later into the week, talking about our friends in Louisiana, in New Orleans, to watch out because of the weather that could be dumped on them. And certainly some of it will be. It's just a question of how bad it is. At least 137 flights were canceled across the country on Monday because of these wicked winter storms. Up to 6 inches of snow hit near Hartford, Connecticut. We have lots of people listening there. Scranton, Pennsylvania also got slammed with snow. 9 inches of snow. Western Massachusetts, upstate New York, they felt that same thing. A lot of fast snowflakes coming down. Pretty to look out through the window. Not fun if you have to travel in it, right? Northern Plains, you can get 1 to 2 feet this week. Blizzard conditions from Montana to Colorado. I was looking at what had happened in California, you know, some of the areas where I used to go, and, you know, in Northern California, it looked just absolutely awful. You just couldn't even see. You know, 55-mile-an-hour winds, extremely cold. So, yeah, you're going to have those conversations, and you're going to be affected in some way, I am predicting, by the weather. The thing that also is part of the common denominator is the triple threat. And what is the triple threat to our health? I'll tell you about it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Christmas will be doing so. Hard to believe. Here we are at the tail end of 2022, but yes, we are coming up in our next hour. I continue to look back on some of the big events of this past year. This is something that we've been talking about for the last handful of years, of course, COVID, and it's the way that we deal with COVID. For example, James Cameron, the famous man behind Avatar, which finally now is getting its second part because there was so much conversation about that. He felt that he had to skip the Way of Water premiere because he tested positive for COVID. So once he tested positive, he knew, well, I can't do it. I'm in L.A. I'm back from Tokyo. I picked it up on the plane. So I'm isolated. I can't go to my own premiere. And he said, so many people said, we haven't seen you in a long time. We'll catch up when we see the opening. It's just one of those things. It is, like I said, the way we deal with COVID. That movie opens up, by the way, Friday, and it could probably hit $200 million right at the start at the box office. There is absolutely a lot of buzz over Avatar, The Way of Water, where you have stars like Kate Winslet and Zoe Saldana, who was one of the originals, and Sam Worthington and Sigourney Weaver and so many others, and just the whole idea of what Avatar is about, and how unique it is and how it's made, etc. But it just goes to show you. So the triple threat is part of that, is COVID. And what's happening now, and especially with younger people or on the older scale, some are calling it the triple-demic. It's the respiratory things. It's the influenza. It's the corona that's spreading. And it's the RSV that a lot of kids have gotten. But it's not just kids getting it. And especially a lot of high flu activity across the country. They're talking about at least 13 million illnesses that are known so far, and the rise of COVID cases in the month of December. So that's pushing those numbers higher, higher, higher. And it's just something to be aware of and to watch out for as far as breathing is concerned, and especially with the kids, to see what's happening with them, see what's going on with their ribs and nostrils. And, boy, they've described this horrible thing of their lips looking almost blue and rushing to the pediatrician and sometimes getting there just in the nick of time. Very, 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 very scary. And it can happen. I mean, boom, we know that just like that. So just be aware of what is happening. I mentioned how I'd gone to New York City and there was masking, and in the airport people were doing that because, of course, in the airport you're closer, and just trying to avoid, even though there was crowds, the biggest crowds where it was very deep and you couldn't avoid it was at Rockefeller Center where the tree was. But there was certainly ways to get around being on top of people. But, you know, what precautions can you take? You wash hands, you watch the cough, the sneezes, all those kinds of things. But it's good to be aware of it because the rise is being, like I said, certainly seen. And now with home testing, just like James Cameron did, you know, I feel okay, my throat's a little dry, boom, tests. And then sure enough, he finds out that, oh yeah, guess what, I'm one of those people now that has this bloody thing. Yeah, Mary, unfortunately, under the tree. Sam Bankman-Fried, the man behind FTX, was hanging out in the Bahamas. He is credited with being the crypto creep who is crashing the system. I know you've heard about him. We've talked about him on this show. And he was arrested in the Bahamas because they say they don't want to put up with that, and the U.S. doesn't, and they're going to cooperate, and if they'll extradite him. Federal prosecutors in New York filed criminal charges in a sealed indictment. The Royal Bahamas Police Force got that, and that led to picking him up. So they arrested him at the request of the U.S. government based on this indictment filed by the U.S. attorney's offices in what they call the Southern District of New York. So they'll unseal the indictment in the morning, and they'll have more that they can say. They couldn't say much when they picked him up, which would be late in the day, really, in the Bahamas on Monday. But supposedly he's facing a multi-count fraud indictment just a month after FTX filed a $32 billion bankruptcy. So they must have some things they could tie together with this, you assume, for the sealed indictment. And it's interesting because he was also due to appear before Congress on Tuesday, but the Securities and Exchange Commission says it has authorized separate charges relating to his violations of security laws. That's where you can really get stuck. Wire fraud? Ooh, that'll put you away for a long, 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 long time. And the British, or not the British, the Bahamian Prime Minister said the Bahamas and the United States have a shared interest in holding accountable all individuals associated with FTX who may have betrayed the public trust and broken the law. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because FTX was this crypto thing, this darling, and now filing for bankruptcy protection in November set off the red flags when all the house came tumbling down and details of $10,000 lunches in the Bahamas and all these other things while people were losing their shirt. But there were a lot of celebrities that were involved in it, including Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady. There were a lot of commercials that featured celebrities, and there were celebrities backing it. So as this house of crypto tumbled down, there were people that were furious, and it affected the wild west of crypto too. So that wasn't going to stand. I'm not surprised. It'll just be a question of, will the charges stick? What will happen after this thing's unsealed and he comes back to the United States? That will be the thing to follow. That's the bouncing ball to watch, to see if they have what they have to pull this together, to nail this case together. And what does it mean for him? If I'm reading the tea leaves, he should have a really good attorney, because he could end up like a Bernie Madoff. To me, that's what it looks like a Madoff situation, almost like a pyramid scheme in a different way. I want to say something about this as the World Cup is winding down, and it is, because, you know, we're down to, let's see who's going to be left here for the championship. One of the teams, and probably the team I guess I would cheer for because of the legendariness of Messi, who is part of Argentina. You've got Argentina and Croatia facing each other on Tuesday. Once the U.S. was knocked out, as I'm not a huge soccer fan, I wasn't paying super, super close attention enough to be able to talk about it, of course, but I got, like the rest of the world, some really sad news, because this was a guy who had graciously come on so many of my NBC shows. In fact, I know that we would have played something from him on this show, too, America Tonight as well. But sports reporter Grant Wall, he was such a gracious, good person, to my knowledge, in just my brief interactions with him, and him coming on to tell me about what's happening in the soccer world and connected all for me. He was somebody who had great big cover stories for Sports Illustrated, just a great writer. And he died at the World Cup in Qatar. He collapsed while he was covering a game. So his body's coming back to the U.S. following this unexpected death last week. And his family, of course, is just completely shocked and gutted. Just 49 years old, he was covering his 8th World Cup when he felt ill. He was talking about coughing and not feeling well. And he was in the media section during the quarterfinal match between Argentina and the Netherlands. And he got medical treatment on site before being transferred to a hospital by ambulance. And you know, he apparently had bronchitis and went to the medical clinic twice, but Rip Grant, good person, offered to help me if I ever needed it down the line. Just a few conversations with him. He was so informative and such a great sports writer. Sad, sad news to hear that. Your thoughts coming up next as we head to the mailroom.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A group of 1,000 migrants crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas on Sunday night.
It's possibly the largest single caravan so far to cross into the U.S. from Mexico. Members of the group are mostly from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. It comes just 9 days before the expiration of Title 42, which allowed immediate expulsion of asylum seekers during the COVID-19 pandemic. On the East Coast, holiday praise from President Biden was aimed at one of the longest-running holiday gift-giving charities, Toys for Tots.
This program gives so much more than just gifts. It gives hope. You give community, and you are the inspiration that lasts a lifetime.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, let's dig in the mail.
I love it. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Hats off to Nathan Reeder. You are so clever, my friend. All right, this one from Max. Max has been emailing us a lot with some interesting things. And Max brought up something I wanted to bring up on the show. He says, Kate, I am digging this conversation about nuclear fission. I have to admit, I didn't know a lot about it, but this supposed breakthrough could be this great form of energy that could help us with some of these bills that we're facing, concerns over electricity, concerns over heating oil. It's kind of limitless, it looks like. Do you know much more about it than I do? I just saw a couple of blurbs on the news. Let me put on my scientist cap, Max. I know what you're talking about. Yes, the we've had people on the show talking about different forms of energy, and this is one that has come up several times, of course. And this is a source that has been looked at for a while. I didn't realize how long, but since the 1930s. And supposedly now what's happened is there is a breakthrough that's happening, which could be the step that could somehow use this form of energy that maybe could do things like power up your house, which would save tons, oh, do-re-mi, according to what it looks like to me. But anyway, what I know about it is just what the Department of Energy is talking about, that they're going to have a big announcement on Tuesday. But what's happened is the smarties at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab in California successfully produced a nuclear fission reaction that showed a net energy gain, because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to recreate nuclear fission to basically replicate the fusion that powers the sun. So this is a big deal. If they're able to do that, if they can take these atoms and fuse them together into a bigger one, you would have a massive amount of energy, like heat. And so think about that. It would be a wonderful thing if there was a way to really be able to handle this better. And if they can handle it better and extract what they need to be able to hold the heat, etc., you know, collected from parts of what they're finding from this, with this fusion, then that'd be a pretty big deal. I mean, it would be a very big deal if it became something that could be replicated individually just across the masses. So whatever it is, it's that heat-sustaining thing that they're looking for. And in the past, from what I understand, it only lasted for a handful of seconds. So this is about scaling up. It's about bringing the cost down. It's about making it commercially viable. And that's probably going to take more research to do that. But if they're closer to it, then that means it's not something that's just being talked about as futuristic. It means that it could become a reality sooner rather than later. So, yeah, that's a good thing. I can't wait to hear some more of those details that are coming out. So that was good timing on that, Max. You caught a little bit of what I was saying, too. All right, this one is from William. William, listening in New Orleans. Kate, I could talk you your ear off about the weather. You certainly know that in Louisiana we are sitting here watching to see what's going to happen next, but we're used to that sort of thing, hoping we don't get any bad tornadoes, because that's something that we don't want to have to be confronted with everything else that we've had to deal with. But I don't want to talk about the weather. Instead, I wanted to ask you about Elon Musk and what is going on with Twitter. Do you think Twitter survives all the nonsense of Musk? Wow, if I could answer that question. You know, I don't know. My first reaction to the things that were happening, the crazy firings, firing people where he doesn't even have people to program things that he needed, and that rocky transition. Now some of the former employees are suing him, but that suing thing happens all the time, and that's his world, and he's used to that. The thing that's interesting is, you know, to power Twitter, there was a little bit of advertising, not a lot of advertising, and a lot of those advertisers went away. Some of them are supposedly coming back, but how many and what does that look like? What's interesting is, in the court of public opinion, now he's getting boos. He jumped on stage to join Dave Chappelle over the weekend in San Francisco, which, of course, is where Twitter's headquarters are, and he had just laid off a ton of people, and the crowd at the Chase Center there booed him loudly, basically booed him off the stage, right? Because he's making all kinds of crazy comments on Twitter now that he has a big microphone, even bigger, not that he didn't have one before. And he's become more controversial. So he took the stage and he was yelling Chappelle's famous Rick James impression. I'm a rich thing. And he got booed for like minutes. I saw a little clip of that. It was bad. Like, okay, I guess I have to get off the stage because this is not this is not working. And he reacted to it. I mean, he was defensive. He made a comment about it. But, yeah, he even said he was on Twitter on Monday and he said a crowd full of boos. He said it was 90% cheers and 10% boos. But there are still a lot of boos, which is a first for me in real life. That's what he said. So even he reacted to that. So to answer your more specific question of Twitter, do I think it survives? For now, it does. They reworked what they're going to charge people for these verified accounts, whether it's $8 or $11 with all these other bells and whistles. And he even disbanded this safety council that they had that was tackling harassment and child exploitation, and he's changing things. So I don't know. In the near future, yes, because it's too much where people are going, police departments, college campuses, politicians, other companies are still using it as the platform to release information. I mean, something happens and you hear it, for goodness sake, it's tweeted out, you know, 2 seconds later, or stories break on Twitter that aren't fake news but real news. So that will change a lot of things if it does go away. This from Charles. He says, Kate, I'm probably talking about something that not a lot of people listening to your show are talking about, but I heard you say once that this is a show you watch when somebody asked you, what do you stream or what do you look at? And you mentioned White Lotus, and it really caught my attention. I got excited because I'm a fan of White Lotus, the second season, and I think it's like the modern day Who Shot JR. And we were probably close to the same age. I love it, and I know that my daughter likes it, who's in college. So it's kind of the thing that we go back and forth about, and I'm wondering if you like the finale. Okay, so that totally excludes a lot of the audience. You're right. White Lotus is, this season is about these people who go to Italy, and they are mostly privileged people, and what they are doing in Italy, what they're dealing with in this hotel where there's just these crazy things that are happening, not at the hotel, but there are things in their personal lives, shenanigans that are unfolding. Like there is a grandfather, a father, and a son that go there, and the father is a serial philanderer, and the son is this scrubbed up young college kid, and the grandfather wants to go and see the relatives. And there are other, you know, scenarios in this. The Jennifer Coolidge, who's an actress who you see on a lot of commercials and a lot of other things, she plays this woman who is married to someone who's really just trying to take her money. And then there's a plot to, I don't want to tell you everything, but there's a plot to kidnap her and steal her money. So there's, yes, running themes. I think it's awesome. And I thought that the finale was one of the best finales that I've ever seen. And I love that you said it was like a Who Shot JR moment, because for people who watch it, but it's not as popular as the Dallas series was, because you only had a couple of choices then. Now there's a bazillion things to watch on streaming or TV or whatever. And no matter what age you are, I don't care if you're 70, 50, 40, 20, the world is your oyster when it comes to content. So it's a different world than it was in the 80s, where that was really even bigger. But it is interesting that you compared it to that. And yes, I say thumbs up, a 10 on a scale of 10 for a finale. How is that for you? I loved it, absolutely. All right, nice curveball there, too. And then quickly, this one was from Mary about the weather. Ooh, nasty floods, Kate, in California. Pack your umbrella if you're headed this way, people. Thanks for all the emails. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bonuses, the debts, and oh yeah, how about those that try to get things for free, like illegally live streaming World Cup, because who's going to figure out you're doing that anyway? Let's start with the debt passing. You ready for this? If I said to you, what do you think the debt is? The debt surpassed $31 trillion. I can't even wrap my mind around that. But, you know, the federal deficit widened to a record $249 billion last month, so thinking about it, spending rose in November from a year earlier, tax receipts dropped. And what does it all mean? It means, for example, the federal government spent $501 billion last month. That's that increase to the record high, the 28 up arrow. And the tax revenue dropped $29 billion compared with last November, right? So then you adjust for the differences there, and then you look at the last fiscal year, which ended September 30th, and then you wrap in the COVID-19 pandemic, and then you look at economic growth and blah, 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 all of those indicators. But the bottom line is what you need to know is that's where we are at. And the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, mix all that in, and that's the deal. So the brink of defaulting on debt, future classes between our political types on the Hill that are Republicans and Democrats, that has happened really for the past how long? Forever, really, but specifically affecting us now economically the past couple of presidencies. So, you know, that's where we're at. What happens with the economy and the dread over are we going to see any kind of a recession? But, boy, isn't that interesting to see where the exact number is. That debt clock would just break in half. $31 trillion. $31 trillion. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, illegally streaming. This is a big deal to the Netflix people who get their, you know, their backs up in a tizzy when they find out about people giving other people codes, and there's been so many discussions about that, right? But here we're talking about 55 websites that were seized for illegally live streaming matches from the World Cup, and the websites were shut down after a FIFA representative identified sites being used to distribute copyright infringing content without the authorization of the Soccer World governing body, because they have the rights to the World Cup. And especially now, they're at the semifinal stages of the whole thing. And what the Homeland Security is saying, they don't believe the websites are serious threats, but it's an infringement upon rights holders of any intellectual property, and it's a growing threat to economic viability. And we can feel it in multiple industries, other forms of criminal activity. Remember when you would just hear that the guy down the corner, right around the other street, was getting free cable and somebody was running a wire to their house? We have really come a long way since then. So they didn't identify the websites, but they're just saying that people that were going there would be redirected to another site for more information. So here's my deal. This becomes like a big announcement, and I just think, okay, it's not a national security threat, but with this, too much of this is happening. Okay, we know that. Oh, FIFA, because they have such a stellar reputation. And I get intellectual property, and I've seen crazy things happen there. But I don't know. I mean, aren't there other things they could go after, right? Going after those infringers of intellectual property. It's a big announcement. There's so many things. There's so many priorities I could say. Let's look at this. Here are some areas that you can really focus on. Now, if I said this to somebody I know that works in that capacity, they would roll their eyes at me and say, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And so that's what we're talking about here. It's the tip of the iceberg. And where does it all end up? And the fact of the matter is it's just going to continue to be a problem, because if you can stream it, get it for free, and, you know, you're strapped, people are strapped, someone tells you about how you can get it for free, it's just like the guy plugging in your wire to his cable so that he can help you out and you can get your cable for free. Bonuses, bonuses, bonuses. I saw something interesting about bonuses. In so many companies, when you work for a company where that's the structure, like, you know, at the end of the year, ooh, what's the percentage of a bonus? I mean, bonuses went away during the pandemic for a lot of people, but now in some of these big companies, they're back. Like Lowe's says they're going to spend $200 million on bonuses for hourly workers, even a resort in Vegas. I saw this courtesy of the Hustle. The Venetian Resort is paying 1.5 to all workers. They're giving all workers 1.5. So that's pretty sweet. Then there is the printing company Sticker Mule. They're giving employees 1,000 in bonuses to kind of bounce, help them weather or bounce around inflation despite a modest year for that company. And these are big companies, obviously. And, you know, there are others that brand influencers, affiliates, that are getting bonuses from different companies. So bravo to those big companies that are back doing that again, because it's been a really rough year in some areas when it comes to workers, right? Okay, how about this? Avatar sequel coming up. Disney is really at the craps table on this. They are banking hard on Chinese moviegoers going to see this sequel. There are 82,000 plus movie screens in China. Did you know that? Up from 5.7 in 2010. Then the original film earned over 202 million there in China. 82,000 plus movie screens. So they're thinking that a lot of money can be made there. Speaking of making money, you know, old jeans, what can they sell for? There was a pair recovered from a 19th century shipwreck that sold for $95,000. I am not kidding you. Then there's a pair found in an abandoned mine sold for $87,000. What is the deal with that? 19th century Levi jeans in the mine shaft selling for that amount of money. Found by a built, you know, bought by a 23-year-old, by the way, who was a veteran of the vintage denim market. They didn't plan to buy the jeans, but there was an auction. They decided they were going to buy them. And if you were paying $87,400, that's got to be one of the highest prices ever paid for a pair of denims. What? And I looked at them, by the way. They're pretty raggedy. Although, in looking at them, I thought, well, you know what? They could dress this up, throw it on a hanger, and who knows what they sell it for. But, I mean, here's the key thing. There are only a couple of similar pairs that exist. They're in museums, and you can't even wear them. They're too delicate to wear. So if you think about it from that perspective, I guess that's why it goes for that, you know, goes for that kind of money. That's a massive price to pay, but they say it's no surprise that it would be snapped up at auction. You know, what's valuable to one person might not be quite as valuable to another. Music means I got to dance on out of here. Mary, Mary, and all that good stuff. Still making it count, everybody.
People to know about.
That's right.
Yeah. The snow will be falling, and the cats will be falling. Yeah, they'll be knocking themselves out.
You know the reason why?
Wow.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.